Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Well, it must be Sunday, advocates. I'm sitting here rocking, boom, my head's still bobbing. Here's the opening track. I love it. Another episode, Rented Teeth. Another episode of the Pitbull Lab. Is this episode number 21 or 22, Diane? To my right, the hardest working person in social media and co-host here of the Pitbull Advocate, Diane Lynn. Welcome back to Sunday.
Good to be here.
Did you like that track? Did you like that opening track?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, kind of gets you.
Yeah.
It gets me pumped up because we've been playing John Shipe for so long, and John's kind of like John's got the groove, Royag, like a locomotive freight train, you know,
Pitbull
Blues, John Shipe, and thanks, really, John, because he said, yeah, go ahead and use that as your opening track, go for it. You know, and it's just all about John Shipe. Pitbull Blues was there with that for a while, and we should get his stuff posted back there on our Pitbull Advocate page on Facebook, facebook.com/ the Pitbull Advocate. Go there, like it, and follow us. And, see, we got a lot of stuff going on there. We invite you to post your pictures, your stories, your videos. If you're running a rescue or you've got an advocacy group, post your links there because we really want to promote you and everything that you're doing there. Which tonight, actually, speaking of advocates and advocacy groups, I guess lines got crossed. I guess that would be a way to describe it, Diane. Lines got crossed.
Regretfully,
I mean, we're really not professionals here because we don't get paid. We do it for you. We do it for the dogs. We do it for the advocates. We do the best we can. And thank you, Dosha. And we're waiting on Joe. We got Dosha. Hey, Joe. Dosha's in. I don't know where you're at, my friend. Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue. He's out in Oregon. He's a busy guy because that's how we know, especially with our guest tonight. Actually, where's good? Our guest tonight, let me see here. I'm going to pull up my notes. Jackie and Christina from Paws Across America Advocacy. Paws Across America Advocacy. And we had them on previous, and we had this whole this shakeup at the top of the show, and that's what happens. You know, it's a podcast, and we don't have a corporate whip keeping us in line and everything we do. But, we do it. We get along. But I wanted to talk about them just for a little bit, Diane, and advocates, because it's really important. Because we talk about, oh, my God, you got to be so crazy to get involved in Pitbull advocacy, right?
Yeah.
You got to be. You're freaking crazy. I'm crazy. Dog mother's crazy. Joe is crazy.
And you get hooked on them.
Cambria.
I mean, like, one is just not enough.
You do.
You know, you got to keep going.
You do. Yeah. Yeah. How many do you currently have, Diane?
Groups.
Dogs.
I have, my dogs. Okay.
Pit bulls.
Four
pit bulls.
I got four.
Four. Yeah, four pit bull type dogs or four dogs? They're all the pit bull variety?
All but
awesome.
One.
Yeah, we've got all but one. And your other one is?
German short hair pointer.
And so you have five dogs?
No, I have three pit bulls and then that
four
one.
Four total.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've got the three here, the three dogs and the two cats. And I'm going to ask you, who do you think runs the show between all them four-legged critters?
The cats.
The cats. Nailed it.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to, yeah. But see, that's Paws Across America advocacy, you guys. You think we're crazy? These guys are crazy, and crazy in a really good way. You can find their page, pawsacrossamericaadvocacy.com, pawsacrossamericaadvocacy.com. They've got, you know, of course, you click the About Us, the Contact. They've got lists of federal bills. Two pages, advocates, federal bills, you know, relating to animal advocacy. They've got scorecards of your local representative events. They've got pictures of the rallies. And I just click on their members to get a little member link. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, they have 179 members. And they're in virtually every state. They're in virtually every state. Maryland has 129 members. Oregon has 267. Arizona, my state, 153 members. Way to go, Arizona. No, I'm saying we got, let me see if I can find out. You're in Pennsylvania there, right? Right,
yep.
Diane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go down here. Let me see here. What's going on? Minnesota, Mississippi. I'm scrolling down here. I'm looking for you. Look, I got to go back up. There we go. We're getting there. Pennsylvania, 191 members in your home state. Yeah. You could make that 192. You could make that 192. We can go out and support Paws Across America advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And check them out. Yeah, I got to get this link up there because there's a lot. They got petitions going on here. You know.
Yeah, they do.
For also, you know, and it's not just about dogs. It's not just about, you know, our what we call our pets. They deal with farm issues, pigs, poultry, and they're really they are really, really, really busy people. So really can't say, you know, boy, we could have had a lot to talk about tonight, you know. But with that said, you know, check them out. PawsAcrossAmericaAdvocacy.com. Let's get that page up on our Facebook because that's pretty cool stuff. But one thing I want to bring up here, Cecilia Maeda was in with us last show. We had her on here. And there's a thing on here. And she is the founder of Paws Across America Advocacy. She is in need of a kidney transplant. It says here she has a donor, but she doesn't have the funding to take care of this. And there's a GoFundMe on their page. So if you go to the pawsacrossamericaadvocacy.com webpage, you'll find that GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Click on the picture and you'll get her story. And to think that someone like Cecilia is out there, like I said, you know, we say we got to be crazy to do this. And the spectrum of what they do there. And she's going through this and she's giving so much. So advocates, if you can help someone who really is out there, and that's what the Pit Bull Advocate is all about. You know, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It ain't about me.
You know,
it's not about me. It's about people like Cecilia who give everything they got. So check it out, you know, read the story. And if you can, you can do a PayPal donations or the GoFundMe, then there are PayPal, so PayPal donations to the Paws Across America advocacy group. So anyway, I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, that's what the show's all about is these groups. We've talked to, we've had some great shows. We've had some great guests. So anyway, you don't want to hear me talk all night. You don't want to hear us talk all night. And this is a call-in show. So call us 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. Diane, we've, you know, speaking of great shows, we've got some shows coming up, and just to remind me and everybody else what's going
on. You'll get the email.
Yeah. Hey Joe, where are you at? Where are you at, buddy? I miss hearing cricket back there in the background. But we've got some good shows coming up that I'm really looking forward to. So why don't you, what are some of those? What do we got going on here in the coming weeks?
Let me see. Next week we have Desiree Lynn. She is founder and director of Kiara's Canine Rescue.
Okay. Do they do all pit bull, or are they just kind of...
I'm not sure. I'm going to look into that. I think they do all pit bulls, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I would imagine they wouldn't shut these great dogs out. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on the show.
Right. Yeah.
You know how to pick them. That's why Diane is the hardest working person in social media, because. And, you know, if you think about it, podcasting like us here at the Pitbull Advocate is in a way social media, because we are social. And we're still trying to figure, speaking of social, we're still trying to figure this chat thing out. And when Dog Mother actually is able to sit in studio, I got this microphone jack where we can split and drop in two headphones. So now she has absolutely no excuse but not to sit with me here and do this show whenever she's got the night off here. What else have we got going on?
After that one, we have Jeremy Boss. He manages the Doughty Ferry Animal Commission. I believe it's a rescue, and I believe that's just for pit bulls.
Now, what is the group again?
He manages Doughty Ferry Animal Commission.
Okay. We, and his name again, remind me, Jeremy?
Jeremy Boss, yeah.
Jeremy, I know you spoke with him, but he and I, we had a very... We'll say a very in-depth conversation about the things that are happening out there. And just for the record, advocates, it's not going to be like an R-rated show, but you're going to hear some shit that you probably is going to upset you, because the conversations that he and I had, it's just kind of things that are going out there. We're going to get that. You know, get me all that information. We're going to get that out there and make sure that we push this one, because as upsetting as it may be,
it needs to be out there.
As advocates, we need to see it, because if we turn, it's like anything that's going on in this world today. Sure, you can shut it off or you can scroll by it, but it's still happening. And there's some horrible things going on that we need to stop.
Right.
And this is one show that we're just gonna see how that one goes.
The next
929-477-2860 929-477-2860. But hey, real quick before you go there, shout outs to, oh, real quick, happy National Pitbull Awareness Month, advocates.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, did we determine it was the 25th or the 27th, Diane?
I found three different dates.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going by. I'm going by nationalpitbullawarenessday.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna trust one and say it's October 27th according to them.
We can't go wrong because the whole month is for them. So.
They're absolutely right. Yeah, you really can't. You really can't mess it up. So, you know, if anything, happy Pit Bull Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. It's going to come up. We'll see what happens in the coming days. But again, happy Pit Bull Awareness Month, advocates. It's all about you.
Yeah.
And coming up, let's roll. Who we got coming up here?
Oh, the next one. I'm really looking forward to Nubby Boland.
Nubby Boland. Mm-hmm. Now, advocates, Nubby isn't a pit bull. Nubby is a boxer. And Nubby was, Diane, you had shared a link somewhere with him. And he was born with a deformity. He has no front legs. He has little nubs.
Yeah.
And I've seen this before, Diane. In the past, we've done special needs dogs and that sort of thing. And I think this is going to fall back into that category. And even though he's not a pit bull, he falls into that category where he's just not accepted. He's kind of a reject, and there's something wrong with him.
Thank goodness that he's found a great home.
Yeah, and he said they were talking about getting him wheels. And then but you're saying he just seems to get along so well without them. You know,
I've watched a lot of videos of him. Yeah.
Yeah. And it would be no different than a human being born with a similar disability. You find, you know, throughout your life, you find ways to adapt. And you're not 100% like everyone, but you find ways to adapt, and you're as 100% as you can be. And Nubby is as 100% as he's going to be. And I want to follow his story because that's amazing.
I was on his page earlier. He's got his own page.
Yeah. Now he does. I mean, we're going to have to let's get that link over there on the Pitbull Advocate. There.
Okay.
So we're just about over 11 minutes left.
What I like about them is they are emphasizing different is not disposable.
Yeah. Now it's Lou, and her husband is, what's her husband's name?
I don't have that right here.
I guess I got a mental block. But,
I know Lou.
Yeah, it happens. But anyway, we had a great conversation, and I don't know how much you had spoken with him. I was just kind of blown away that people were actually giving them a hard time over this.
Yeah.
For giving this little guy a chance. Are these people paying attention? Are they paying attention?
I don't think so.
What? They're doing something like, I don't have the time to take that on. And I don't know, and that's where these people are coming from. You know what? If that, I don't know the thing. I couldn't do it, but I would definitely, and I've done it. I go out of my way to find somebody who can.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna just give up on this little guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
they wanted
Lou
to
and
put
her
him
husband
down.
Are doing stuff, and it's just like, you know what? Fuck you.
I agree.
You don't do that. You don't do that. And you certainly don't talk trash about somebody about that. That's just
They need to follow his page and see how well he, he has adapted and how great the parents are. I mean, it really is funny.
Yeah.
Some of the things on his page.
Yeah. I mean, and he's not the only dog out there like that, advocates. Because if anybody's, I mean, we're all on social media. Actually, I did meet one person yesterday. He was the owner of a cafe. Great fucking BLT, by the way. Best cup of coffee in Prescott. McQueen coffee. Okay, but But that was a freebie there, Niche. That's a freebie. Where I don't know where I'm going with this.
You're talking about people being out there.
I'm going on these wild tangents, but I don't know, mental block, something, rambling. Just I'm enjoying the show because we don't get to do this often, and goddamn, I really wish Joe was here because I mean, he knows where this whole thing could have gone, but. These are the kind of shows that we get out. And advocates, this is just kind of you getting to know us as a host of the show. And always, you know, feel free to drop us a message at facebook.com/thepitbulladvocate while you're there. Like it. And let us know the kind of shows that you want to hear here. And we could even, you know, Diane, if you just – get our pit bull expert on the show, and the you know, you and I and Joe can sit around and do you know, and just really talk about really what is a pit bull, because we don't want to be all, you know, condescending and snot nosed to people and this is a, you know, you know, but we want I mean, that's what do we preach? Education.
Yes.
It's a big part of this, and I think the history of the dogs that we know and love as pit bull, we need to understand every aspect of these dogs as an advocate. I think it benefits in so many ways. We could dispel so many rumors and myths, and really educate each other, and that's what we're here for. These dogs were, I don't want to get too deep. We're down to just 6 minutes and 55 seconds. These were America's working dog. They were, they were, of course, used in hunting. They were used with hunting, hog, bear, whatever. They're used on the farms, vermin hunters, herding and guarding of livestock. Freighting on the docks, which is where the weight pulling competitions come in. These are America's working dogs. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's just, even, you know, if I come across something, I'm kind of going, I did not know that. And I've had these dogs for more than 15 years. I'd like to think I know some things, but by no means am I an expert. You know, in these dogs, but you get in this for so long and you just, I just want to share a lot of stuff. Sometimes people, you know, and that's another thing that goes on in the world of advocacy is I know more than you do.
Yeah.
You know? There, I'm going to tell you, it's just like, there's always somebody who knows a lot more about what's going on in this world of what we call pit bull, and this world of advocacy and rescue. There's always somebody who knows more than you. And those are the people, those are the people that we want in the show. I want people that know the shit that I don't know. Because I want to be educated.
We had Jeff Colton back on. Now, that is a knowledgeable guy.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. That we could plan that off the leash, and let's get deep into this. And we really, advocates, we really want you to call in for this. I think that would be a really important show where people can call in and ask Jeff the questions. You know, ask Jeff the questions. We could just turn the show right over to Jeff for all I care.
Yeah.
You know, all we got to do is sit back and take phone calls and get schooled. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
he's willing
to come back on, so maybe a first of the year we can get him on. Because at one point I think we were talking about having him on once a month or something briefly so that he could with education.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah.
Definitely would we can expand the show, but you get in touch with him and see if we can't get him set up for sometime early 2019 for season 2 of the Pitbull Advocate. Okay, I mean I don't think we've been quite a year into it, but we're coming up on a new year, and I'm looking for another year's worth of episodes here, and quite possibly getting that expansion to that 1+ hour show, and which would have been great for a group like Pause Across America Advocacy, because that would have given us 2 hours, and we could have killed that 2 hours on that. So that's where a good hour show comes in on things like that. So instead of booking multiple shows, if we can pick somebody. Thank you, Dosha. Yeah, we're just getting down to 3:15 here. For all I care, we can even drop a little bit into the overtime. And see, just kind of keep this thing rolling, or we can just cut it off at 30-minute mark. I think we're doing pretty good with this. Joe Frazier. Where are you at, man? Where are you at, Joe? We know he's got a lot going on, and actually I really was looking forward to hearing from him tonight, how things are going out here at Love Fit Rescue. Yeah. I think I recall there was a donation of it looked like a pretty significant amount of dog food to the rescue, and it's just like that kind of stuff is really important. In a lot of ways, it's more important than making a cash donation because you know your dogs are fed. And, I think you should.
Some
just
rescues
book.
And that they need a lot of supply to paper towel, bleach, blanket, so much.
Everything. Yeah, the washing machine. I mean, if you there's a washing machine that is going to get more use than any home washing machine, it's a rescue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it involves a lot of different elements. You know what I'm saying? Fur, dander, dirt, and things plug up. So, you know, with that sort of thing, it's just like, basically what you're needing is an industrial washing machine. Something that you would probably find at a laundromat or something even more, like a business that actually does laundry for a living.
Right.
And not to mention the wear and tear. Wear and tear on a dryer unit, So there's a lot of serious expenses, So hats off to you guys and how you do it, and some of them are a little more high volume than others. Maybe someone they don't actually have a rescue, but maybe they have two or three fosters in their home. There's wear and tear. There's expenses. I would hate to see those numbers, but maybe if we talk to Joe, we'll get Joe on as a guest sometime. And we're down to 2019-18, getting ready to go into overtime advocates. So just hang on here. But 10 seconds, getting ready to roll into overtime. I'm having a lot of fun with this show, so I think we just got time for a little bit more here. And one, overtime. So just the numbers, I don't know if, you know, if anybody's comfortable talking about that, how much money you actually have to spend on this thing.
Yeah.
And,
I'm sure Joe would know a lot about
donate.
That. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. There's, vets, even your heating bills,
mm-hmm.
your water bills, all your utilities, it all comes into it. So,
yeah,
let's try to set Joe up here and bring him in on that because, like I say, a lot of the, people aren't really aware of the,
I never thought about washing machine. That you just, told me something new that, now that I hear it, it's like, well, duh, I should have known that. But that's one thing that I think of, so probably not something that most people think of. So
there's bleach and cleaning materials and dog chews up a hose,
mm-hmm.
All sorts of things. So
I know
I've
taken stuff to my rescue, and I feel better taking the things as opposed to donating to them. I'm not saying anything bad that they're about donating, but I just somehow feel better when I drop off a couple of blankets and some bleach and some newspapers.
Yeah. Well, what you're doing there is you're saving them the time and money to go get those things. So you saved in your trip to the market by bringing blankets, bringing the bleach and the cleansers and toys and stuff. You save them that trip.
Yeah.
Right there. And if I'm running that show, someone shows up and they've got food and blankets and toys, I don't need the fucking money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I had my fosters, people were giving me food. I didn't get a freaking dime. I got food. Yeah. I got Chewies. I got all sorts of, toys for the dogs. Shit showed up on my doorstep, Diane. It showed up on my doorstep.
Yeah.
Come home and there's a 40-pound bag of dog food on my doorstep.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
It's just like that shows up at a rescue. I think no matter what you bring, I think it means a lot to when you just show up with something. It's like when you know, people working in the shelter in the animal shelters. The one here in town here in Chino Valley is they're great, and I follow their Facebook feed and I always my favorite post from one of the guys that manages it says no new guests tonight, and it's like they had no new guests, and some nights it's like there will be a few days out of the week where there is not a single dog in that shelter. We're that small of a town. It's a small town, granted, but we're growing. But the fact that you can go two or three days and there's not a fucking dog in that shelter.
Wow.
And that's and like I say, we're tiny. We're a small town. But I always enjoy those posts. And I would love to see it. I don't know if it's going to fucking happen in our lifetime. But to see a major metropolitan shelter put a post up that says, no new guests tonight.
Right.
You've got a shelter that can hold literally hundreds of dogs and cats, and you ain't got a fucking animal in the shop.
Yeah, that's what
we need. Wouldn't that be if I'm going to lose my job, that's how I want to lose my job.
Yeah.
Because I don't, dogs aren't showing up in shelters anymore. You know?
I would love.
And if we're
going to
lose
day.
This, yeah, if we're going to lose this show because we don't have to do it anymore in a perfect world, I'm okay with that.
Right.
Because You know, that's, you know, we did what we did. We did it for the dogs. You know, mm-hmm. we did it for the advocates, you know, and the rescues. I don't have to do this. You know, there came a time before I die, and I don't have to do this anymore. I'm okay with that.
Right. No, I agree.
Because it means we all did what we were supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm about ready to close this sucker down.
All right.
All right. We got Tiki Tane. Is that how I say his name? Is that correct?
Say again.
Tiki Tane is Tiki Tane? Tiki Tane? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
Say, hey, real quick, who's on next week, Diane?
We have Desiree Lynn. She's the founder and director at Kira's Canine Rescue.
All right. Where are they coming out of?
I think California, but I'm not sure. I'll look that up
okay. And
send you that.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, they're at least going to be on my timeline, so I think we're going to be okay
yeah.
with that. All right. Hey, this has been an off-the-leash episode, kind of off-the-cuff, off-the-leash. Joe, we really missed you. And,
yeah.
We'll see you next Sunday on the kids.
Yeah, turn up their level. Turn up the headphones. Yeah. Before I begin, you've got to know where I'm coming from. Together with Poor Justice, it is the people who wrote this song. We are the ones who have the choice and can speak up and use our voice, make a real difference and change the lives of those who are living in pain. We are the ones who wrote the song to show the animal abuse is wrong. We have the power to make. I'm telling you, enough is enough.
Enough is enough of animal abuse. There is no excuse. Enough is enough. We break down the silence to stop all the violence. Enough is enough. We all stand strong and show the world that it's found. Enough is enough. New Zealand for justice. Together we can stop it. Enough is enough. We'll be right back.
Enough is enough. Why are